the Living Geek. Okay, everybody, welcome to Outwit Outplay Outcast.com is the URL. We are still on Stitcher. I don't even know about iTunes anymore. I haven't got an email. We might be. Go check it, whatever. And if everything went well, we are now a Night of the Living Geeks Network podcast. There's a bumper at the front of the episode. Go to notlg.com. There's other great shows on that network. They're setting up a Patreon page, and basically, it's other people who like doing podcasts, and they thought it was great that we like doing podcasts, so they were like, hey, come join the pod, and we were like, hey, give us some money, and we'll do it, and they were like, maybe.
And the fact that we're friends with all of them sure has nothing to do with it. There was no gross nepotism.
This is totally professional, goddammit. Okay.
Totally professional nepotism. It
yeah.
happens.
So.
I don't see the problem here.
Question of the day. Who is a bigger jackass, Dan or Rodney? Rodney's the incumbent, but Dan, oh, Dan is, he's a challenger coming up.
No problem.
I mean, he's always had it in him. You can tell he's always had it in him, like when he was talking down Sierra, but he stepped it up a notch this week.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Dan, and here's why. Let me break it down. Rodney at least knows what he is, like... You listen to him, and sometimes he's pretty self-aware that, like, I'm just a jerk. I'm a meathead. I'm veal. I'm whatever. All that kind of stuff. Dan sincerely thinks he's trying to help people. Like,
I'm
he's
just
like,
trying to be nice. That's all.
I'm just trying to be nice by telling you how you're a horrible human being. You know, and you don't know how to play this game. Meanwhile, at the same time, alienating a jury vote, which means that he doesn't know how to play this game.
Well, and my favorite is the. No. Okay, there's no favorite in that. He's just a dick.
Yeah, it really is.
He's a dick.
It's one of those things where it's like, you want to like him, you really do, and then just, he opens his mouth. Dan does Dan things, Rodney does Rodney things, they're both awful. So really, we're saying, you know, what's better, a heart attack or an embolism?
Yeah, I mean, there's two people who play these games. There's people who play it smart, like Dan, and there's people who are fucking annoying, like you.
Everyone else. Yeah.
Excuse me, Dan. I don't think you know what you're talking about.
No.
I mean, it amazes me when these fans can't do basic math. And I'm like, really? Really? There's tons of times when basic math has been completely upset in this game. Just talk to Russell. His first run had nothing to do with basic math. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. It's not just that he tells her that. It's like... He could have been like, honestly, like, you know, hey, do the math. You're in deep shit. But no, he had like the most cocky asshole fucking voice when he said it. You can't even do the math. You are, you're just fucked.
I was like, I'm certain. I'm like 99% certain that they had to cut it off when he called her a dumb cunt.
Yeah, no.
I'm willing to bet. Like, he probably went there once or twice and they were just like, we can't even include this.
Yeah. He very likely said something just completely asinine. But, and here's the thing that I love about, well, one of many things that I'm loving about Shireen. She just sat there and just nodded and said, oh yeah, that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, and just kind of took it in. Just like, I'm not gonna have the giant freak out, real world blowout, whatever. I'm just gonna take it, let him bait his own trap, hoist his own petard. The only real problem, there was no one around to watch it. So, yeah, I mean, that really only helps when you've got someone to go like, look, see, this guy's an idiot.
It's also one of those things that's just like, what are you, like, I mean, there's two sides to this, right? On the one hand, it's a tough game. They've been out there for a long time. They're starving.
3 weeks Dan's, at this point.
Dan's probably normally a relatively nice guy. It's just, this is a stressful situation. It stresses his mind and his body. Like these people are on all the time. You have your guard up for 3 weeks straight. It's not even like you have a shitty job and you can go home and whack one out. It's nothing even like that. Like you're constantly with your guard up. Even when you win a reward or some shit, you have your guard up, you know? So on the one hand, I'm not giving him a pass. I'm not. But
right.
I'm sure this is not how he would ever behave in real life.
Well, that's the thing, is it may not be how he would behave, because he knows it's socially wrong, but it's still going to cross his mind. You know what I mean? It's like one of those guys who says, oh, I'm not racist. I'm not racist. But in their head, they're like, goddamn monkey people. I swear to God. Not in my backyard. That sort of thing. But to your face, you go, I'm not racist. I'm just not going to vote for Obama. You know, that sort of thing. I'm going to vote for John McCain. You know, that sort of thing. So I have a feeling he's not as good. How do I want to put it? He's not as good as he thinks he is. He's definitely not as good a player as he thinks he is. He thinks he is hot shit in a champagne glass, but he is definitely cold diarrhea in a Dixie cup.
I mean,
he
at this point,
no idea.
There are two definite classes of players, right? There's the people who are still around because they're strong and they're good. Like, either you're strong and can win stuff like Joe, or you're good and you can manipulate the game in your favor, almost like Mike is. Mike has done a really good job of manipulating the game into his favor. He's done really, really good at the social game, which is not anything I thought he would do when he was Scorpion King week two. he's completely come around.
Yeah.
And then the other class of player are the people that are still in the game because you want them to go to the end, because you know you can probably beat them, and you know that they're never going to win immunity. Like, Will is there because Will is willing to vote for whoever will let him live another week, and you know he's never going to win a challenge, and you know you can just get rid of him near the end if you don't want him.
Which is actually kind of dangerous, because on the other hand, you know everybody likes him.
Yeah.
Nobody has a bone to pick with him.
That's the other side of it. That's the danger of those players, but there's a different class of those players that are here. And my trouble is, which one is Rodney?
Oh, he's terrible. There's no debate about this. He is human garbage. He is,
was it Jen that said, fuck you? Or no, you're a fucking idiot? Something like that? Yeah.
To answer your original question, Rodney's the shittier one. Just this episode, Dan was worse. Because Rodney's always a piece of shit. The only bad thing he did in this episode, I don't need your fucking reward, whatever. And that's why I love Jen, because I fucking hate you.
Dan had high spike damage. We'll use an analogy here. He had high spike damage, but overall steady DPS is definitely Rodney. Rodney is one of those I'm going to just be a dick all the time and go through the motions. He's just awful.
And then also, outside. Right now this is the problem with Rodney. And the problem with Dan, too, to a certain extent. They think that they are playing this game like ballers. And if you blindside them and you vote them off, you can't take a blue collar with you, because you know they're gonna vote, they're gonna vote for that, right? They're gonna be pissy and bitter about it. You know?
Yeah.
So if you vote Rodney off, Rodney's not voting for you. Because respect, bro. I felt so disrespected, right? So you can't really be the person who votes Rodney off. Or if you can get people to vote Rodney off, then you have to vote those people off as well. So that there's no scapegoat for Rodney.
Rodney has to vote for someone at the end when he's on the jury.
Yeah.
So if you can just be kind of like, I feel like he would vote for Mike, even though, actually, no, that's completely wrong. What am I thinking? Woo. I am drunk. No, he would never ever vote for Mike. I don't, actually, God, you know what? I really can't think of a single person for whom he would vote.
And then see, the flip side is, if you think, okay, Rodney's a dipshit and nobody likes him, if you take him to the end and Dan's on the jury, Dan's gonna vote for Rodney. Mike might even vote for Rodney. There are other idiots still on this tribe who would vote for Rodney, cause blue collar, bro.
Nah, I really don't think so.
Yeah, I think Dan's the only one, though.
Okay, but so then what do you do? Then do you carry Rodney and Dan? Like, that's dangerous, too, because they're both fucking loose cannons willing to do dumb shit.
Well, that's why I dropped one of them.
Yeah, I really don't know. Actually, you know, the funny thing is, I don't think Dan, I got burned once before, but now that the numbers are so clearly in the side of that 7-person alliance, I feel as if blue collar is going to start getting voted out, starting with Rodney and or Dan.
Yeah, it has to happen. It's now or never.
Just on account of they can afford to throw one away, because it's 7-3 now.
Yeah.
Surprise! 7-3, so, oh no, they voted out one of their own. It's 6-3, and now they don't have to deal with a real big challenge. Because you know, alright, they'll vote for Joe if Joe doesn't win immunity. But let's just face facts. Yeah. Joe's probably going to run the table here for at least the foreseeable future.
Yeah. Mike gets pretty close, but I think Mike's just a bigger guy, and he's going to be more tired late in the game because he has more muscle mass that's burning through his energy.
He's going to be fine because he'll eat anything. I mean, we saw it already. He's eating scorpions. He's eating snakes. This time around, he decided, you know what? I'm going to just lick this tree and eat these termites. That's what I'm going to do. I will find anything to eat, protein from anywhere.
And actually,
he's the MacGyver of food.
Okay, it's kind of mocking how they had the great hidden idol search after Joe comes back from the reward with the clue, right?
Yes.
And it was like, follow Joe, and all this stuff. And then, of course, like, nobody can find Joe. And Mike, like, in the middle of running around, gets ambushed by a camera, and Mike tells the camera, I gotta fucking find him. Nobody fucking knows where he is. How come nobody's fucking looking for Joe? And he's, like, frantic. And this whole time in my head, Joe is just off in a bush taking a massive shit.
Yeah. Well, he even kind of looked at just kind of the way he was looking for a place to drop it. But, you know, I feel like the camera had to stop Mike for a moment so that Joe could take that shit, because he was hiding behind a bush. Like it looked like one of those goddamn Hanna-Barbera cartoons where he's just like hiding behind like a very thin lamppost or whatever kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was probably the worst ninja job I've ever seen. Highly conspicuous. But, you know, so I feel as if they're like, hey, Mike, how about you just talk to us for a moment or two so he can get some privacy and drop a deuce. Welcome to Deucecast.
But then, I mean, to Mike's credit, even after Joe goes back to camp, Joe gives up, right? Mike does, it's a dick move, and like, oh, congratulations, like, he does that whole fake out. Congratulations on finding the idol, this and that, like, okay.
I don't get the point of that. He said he wanted to put a bigger target on Joe's back, but it's like, he's winning challenges left, right, and center. He's already got a target on his back.
Yeah, the second he loses an immunity, there's going to be a huge discussion on whether or not it's the time to take him out.
Yeah.
The second he loses. That's the, like, it's great that he's winning all of this stuff. It's getting me my fantasy points, but yeah, next week, if he doesn't win immunity, they're going to be talking about Joe.
He's not going to be gone.
I don't know.
He's not going to go anywhere, because the second he doesn't win and they can actually vote for him, that's when somebody's going to flip and fuck everything up.
Yeah.
Happens every goddamn time.
Maybe. And he pulls this move, right? And I don't know. I don't know if it's a good move or a bad move, but I like that after that, he goes back into the fucking woods. He's like, I need to eat, and I can't go back to camp. It's too far away. I lose too much time. I've got to eat these termites. He, like, is fully committed to this. And then when he finally finds the fucking thing, he cries. He cries.
And dances.
It's so...
Dances, like, the only person I've ever seen who dances worse than I do. So, congratulations, Mike.
I've talked on this episode, or on this show before, about how I think Lindsay was adorable, and how Haley and Jen do adorable things together, and how Shireen is adorable. I think this is the most adorable thing so far. It's like...
You almost want to see these guys in their own sitcom afterwards. It's just so adorable.
Well, that's what Ponderosa is. If people listening, if you don't know what Ponderosa is, just go to CBS.com and click on Survivor, and then there's these Ponderosa things, and they're fantastic, and they're basically sitcoms. We'll talk about it a little bit more later in the episode. But anyway, let's go back just a step and talk about the reward.
Yeah.
Okay, so they run along a beam to untie some things, and then after that, they do
a son of a bitch puzzle.
It didn't look like that hard of a puzzle.
It's
a slide puzzle. Slide puzzles are easy as hell.
No, that was the next one. This one was the build an anchor puzzle, which was
one
of those puzzles that, like, doesn't look too hard, but it would just be frustrating and annoying. Like, I'm pretty decent at puzzles. I just have zero patience for them. Like, I get frustrated and it just becomes, I don't want to do this. I do not even care. And this one looked very much like a I do not even care kind of puzzle, because you could see, like, several times, right early on, Dan was just like, he put the pieces down and he's like, oops, this is completely wrong. Let me start over from scratch. Oops, let me start over from scratch. There were zero clues. It would be like doing a jigsaw puzzle with all of like the picture side face down. You just know the general shape. It's going to be a square. I know it's going to be, in this case, I know it's going to be an anchor, but there was no like, kitten puzzle on top of the anchor to go, oh, okay, I know this part of the kitten goes with this part of the kitten. No, nothing. Just anchor. So, I would,
yeah.
Good challenge. Don't get me wrong. Actually, this is a very interesting challenge, but I fucking hate it. I would hate to be the one doing it.
Yeah. And then, well, and Joe eventually wins the reward because he has that same thing. There's a point where he just, like, there's a whole middle section that looks done. And he's like, nope, fuck that. Picks it up and puts it to the side. Yeah. Like, that ain't happening. Nope.
That's wrong.
And then, yeah, like, sometimes that's what you gotta do with these puzzles. You gotta just say, nope, going the wrong way. I gotta start over.
I thought Dan was gonna end up winning it. Like, when Jeff taunts him, Dan, huh, did I say Dan? Whatever. Mike. They're the same guy in my book. No, when Mike, I thought Mike was about to win it when, Jeff goes up to him and says, like, Mike is way off. He's like, thanks, Jeff. And then he just says, you know, stay calm, talks himself through it. And I was like, all right. Meanwhile, Joe's having a bunch of trouble. Can't figure out which piece goes where because they all look goddamn identical. And it really looked as if Mike was going to win it. And then he did not, as a matter of fact. He did not get to enjoy pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza party!
So, Joe wins, and Joe picks... Tyler, Will, Mamacita, and Shireen.
That is the worst nickname, by the way.
I don't care. Yeah. I'm rolling with it. Because they call her Mama C, and I'm like, why won't you just go Mamacita?
I feel like they have in the past, actually. Okay. And I don't blame you for going with it. I blame them for coming up with it.
Like, either way, it's better than it's better than all the walk-related ones.
No, nothing's better than Walkamelee.
No, he's walk voted hard. Out. He's walk voted hard. Out. He's gone. Just walk away slowly.
No,
and we can get
gone,
on.
Gone but not
to
forgotten. Me. Rodney has brought him up in each episode since then. His long lost love
he's
is
crushing so hard. He's still
bro,
sad about it. You're right,
bro. Walk, I miss you so hard.
Yeah. Wake so then, up, so while he's picking people, of course, Rodney's like. Bro, you know how I'm hungrier than anybody else out here. So hungry, need that meat. Gotta keep up my protein.
Why would anyone pick you, Rodney? You dumb.
They all hate you, Rodney.
He hates you.
The best part is Joe is like, you eat more than everyone else. What are you talking about?
Oh, yes.
And then he gets all busy about that.
After it becomes like, oh, they're not going to pick you. He's just like, well, I didn't want to go anyway. It's like, yeah, you did.
You did. You really, really did.
Yep. Bastard, you are the worst. The literal worst. I hate you.
And my love of Shireen grows because Shireen's like, come on, super fan. And Joe, oh, yeah, fine, super fan. And she loses her shit.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Oh my god! And then when they're on there, so the prize was they got to go eat pizza and zip line. So basically, they had an 8-year-old birthday party.
Hell yeah.
And she's on the zip line doing incredibly dangerous things because she's just excited to be there. Like,
and it's great.
They're like, hey, you're coming in hot. Break. It's like, I broke. I swear I broke.
You know, you say 8-year-old birthday party and it reminds me of a birthday party I had at, I don't know if it was Funworks or something. One of those like places where they have like mini golf and go-karts and shit. I was on the go-karts. And I was coming into, like, the last lap, you know, where you gotta, like, go in and break the car into the, like, line of cars. Except I forgot it was my last lap, and I took the turn anyway, and I was nowhere near the brakes, and they just slammed into all of the go-karts and just barreled right between two lanes of them. And the guys were like...
Demolition derby.
Pretty much. And the guys, the poor teenagers working were like, did you hit the brakes? No, I was like 10. They didn't serve me. They're like, you needed to hit the brakes. And my only response was, I thought
little
I was.
Oh boy, you're going to have to pay for that.
No, but my response was the same thing as Shireen. I thought I was. I thought I was doing the brake. Like, no, I knew better. She knew better.
Now, here's the thing. Do you think she really thought she was doing the break, or was she just making like, yeah, no, I thought I was. Plausible deniability.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know which, but either way, she just gets more and more.
Oh, she's fantastic. As I said, she is one of the few people who's actually happy, just happy to be there, just happy to live in the dream.
And I think...
Because she's happy to live the dream, because when she goes back home, she's fine. You know, a Yahoo executive does quite well for herself, I am sure. So this is like the best vacation in the world.
Yeah, but it's still once in a lifetime thing, you know? And yeah. I think she got picked for this challenge, I think she got picked for this reward because Joe and some of the other people around camp are starting to see that she's not crazy. She's just, I mean, she's a little bit crazy with the monkey sex and stuff. She just entirely thrilled at the whole experience of being on Survivor. And 3 weeks in, she is still thrilled with it.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody else out there can match her excitement and energy for this.
Well, not to get too far ahead, but we saw that during the immunity challenge. The very beginning of it, Jeff Probst was antagonizing her. And the entire time I'm thinking, Jeff, shut up. This is fantasy points, all right? If you're getting her voted out, just calm down. Let me have my points. But meanwhile, she's just happy as a pig in shit just to be there.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
And I think some people are starting to see it. And I think some people aren't. Yeah, and the people who aren't.
Is.
Yeah. And I think the people who aren't are people like fucking Dan, who are still shitting on her for being crazy and weird and not shutting up. And it's like,
God forbid.
Jeff, that's why I picked her. Cause look.
Yeah. Cause she's awesome. And she's got energy and she's great. Like, who wouldn't want to bring her along if you could? It's just going to make the whole thing happier and more exciting. Especially now she doesn't talk about monkey sex and starts singing fucking national anthems randomly.
Well, the great thing for us, the viewing audience, is she still does all that stuff. She just now knows, you know what? I'm going to do that in front of the camera instead of in a confessional, instead of in front of all my friends.
Yeah.
So we still get it. Like, we still get her saying, oh, I got to do this eat pizza with Carolyn, which sucks because I don't want her. I do not like her. I don't want her to eat pizza.
That was the best. It's not that she didn't want to eat pizza with Carolyn. She didn't want pizza. She didn't want Carolyn to get the pizza.
I want all your pizza, Carolyn. But the one thing we're glossing over here with this reward challenge is they find the clue to a hidden immunity idol in probably the weirdest hiding spot ever, inside a bottle of soda. And
I could have sworn that Joe swallowed it.
Oh, easily, yeah. And Tyler's just happened to be looking at Joe, and so they find it. Or he sees, all right, you've got it. And then they have this one. It's one of the few times in my life I've seen this on TV all the time when people are having two conversations and they're just using double entendre. But they legit did it in real life with the whole, oh, you would have liked that soda. No, man, it's too warm. You wouldn't have liked it. Well, we'll talk about this later. Yep. That's one of my fantasies. One of my real life fantasies is to have a secret conversation like that that nobody else is aware of. So they got to live the dream.
And I can't, like, as a viewer, I can't believe that Joe got away with getting the bottle from Carolyn. Like, nobody else saw the note in there.
Yeah, that looks so weird. So
and then getting it. And what was great is when you see Tyler's, like, sideways glance at it, Tyler has that same, like, look that I probably had watching the screen, like, are you fucking shitting me? This guy almost just got away with swallowing that in front of all of us.
His look is like, would that have been the if fuck? He had swallowed it, by the way. Well, in 2 to 3 days, I'm going to have a clue to this idol.
Let's hope I don't get voted out tonight.
Yeah, when he's pouring it into his mouth, I'm like, how the fuck did they not see it? It's really obvious. Look at that. Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't. I couldn't believe it. But that's fine. I've got Tyler, and Tyler knows about another idol. Yeah.
You know, I gotta be honest, I'm liking Tyler's odds now all of a sudden. That is a...
Just know who has it.
Dude.
I mean, there have been three idols, and he's been in on each of them at one point. He knows Carolyn has hers, and they didn't play it off very smoothly when they came up. He knew about Joaquin's, and...
About Joaquin's clue.
And
surprise!
And he knew about the clue. Like, he's in enough places where people are like, well, does he know? Does he kind of know? What does he know? Like, he knows things. Like, he can fake having the information.
Goddamn field goal. I'm never going to get over that, by the way.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever. So, okay. And then while they're away, I might be getting this wrong, but while they're away, was that the salami thing when they were during the reward?
That was before the salami thing. And honestly, I still, to this day, 2 days afterwards, I still have no idea what this fight was about. Like, my interpretation, it seems to me they're cutting salami and he wants to peel off the rind. Meanwhile, Shireen also wants to peel off the rind, but she wants to be the one to peel off her own rind. And Jen seems to want to do it as well. Why is there an argument? The argument, you know what this argument boils down to? My name is Rodney, and I'm a massive tool.
Well, and also, they don't want Rodney Cooties. And, well, somebody wanted to chew on the skin. So for those of you who don't know, salami skin can be either natural or artificial. Natural skin, is like a natural cellulose base, and artificial is more or less paper. So if you're somebody who likes to chew on the skin,
it's all edible. Whatever, dude.
If you're somebody who likes to chew on the skin, then that means that you buy nicer salami. And if you throw the skin away, it means that you're a cheap motherfucker.
I eat all the... Look, let me tell you this. The first time I ever ate a tamale, the guy who was watching me was like, "You enjoying that?" And I said to him, "Yeah, it's kind of nice, but this little shell thing around it is a little chewy." You eat whatever they give you. Even if it's wrapped in a corn husk, you eat the corn husk. If it's wrapped like skin on a salami, you eat the skin on the salami. Brie cheese, mushy French cheese, you eat the wax on the mushy French cheese. You do not waste food.
Hey, Nick, I got a question for you.
I probably ate it, yes.
Have you seen an artichoke before? Have you eaten an artichoke before? Like a whole artichoke?
They smell weird, and honestly, I don't like... I just... You know what? Not guacamole. What's the animal? The vegetable, ma. Avocado. Avocado and artichoke. I would not eat either of those. Under any circumstances.
Okay, artichoke is delicious, but I would like to just put a whole artichoke, like a whole steamed artichoke in front of you and see how you go at it.
I probably would eat the... Are you supposed to peel that?
Eat the entire thing.
Yeah, just shove it all in your mouth.
Probably. Shove it all up in there.
Okay. Your information, you really just kind of bite off a tiny bit at the bottom.
Even the name artichoke just sounds disgusting. Why would you want to eat that?
It's like choking on an artist. Yeah. So, immunity challenge.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. People want to hear about Survivor on the Survivor podcast? Unheard of.
Immunity challenge. My boy Jet. I got to thank you, Nick, because when week one was over, I needed to add somebody, and you were like, "Man, if you're not going to pick up Joe, I'm going to pick up Joe. Joe's going to do great." And I was like, "Yeah, I don't know. It's
Joe."
Who would you
pick up instead? I mean, Joe is fantastic. He's like, okay, he was making dumb tactical decisions. Don't get me wrong, but at this point, he's my pick to win the whole thing.
At that point in the show, I thought for sure he was too good to be true. He was going to get voted out of defensiveness. I was afraid he was going to be gone, and I've just ridden the wave ever since, and I got to thank you for making me do it, because you're the one who guilted me and said, if you don't pick him up, I do. And that's what I do in fantasy sport of any kind.
I just didn't want you to have it.
Yeah. Basically, I hate drafted.
You saw the Arcanite Ravager in there, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to take him out.
Not on color, but I'm taking it anyway.
excuse me, the Ravager was an artifact, and you can use any mana to cast him, so you're holy wrong, shit. Sir.
Okay,
you can't see it, but I'm pushing up my glasses. Not that I actually wear glasses half the time, but yeah.
I don't, whatever.
Sorry.
So, Joe owns it. Dan.
Like, I don't want to say, I don't want to use the term, but is he retarded? Because you see, when they showed the final thing, that is definitely not a letter. What the hell is that?
So for folks who are just, I don't know why you would listen to this without watching the episode, but just in case you are, they had to solve a little sliding puzzle, and it just said, which I love because CBS appears to be buzz marketing our podcast. It said, outwit, outplay, outlast. They got it wrong by one letter. It was supposed to be outcast, but that's fine. They gave us a lot of Big Bang Theory merchandise to make up for their mistake. Yeah. But, I mean, it's a little slide puzzle, and it's obvious what it's supposed to say. Meanwhile, Dan, it looks like it says, outwit, squiggly line, outlast. Not only did he get it wrong once, he got it wrong twice. Just like, Jeff, I got it. Jeff comes over, says, "You are wrong, you're not the father." And he goes right back, and I swear to God, he must have moved two things and said, "Jeff, how about now? And Jeff says, "No." And it's just like, what are you doing?
So, okay, well, it's the three words, right? But the first word is yellow, the second word is blue, and the last word is red. And there are three words stacked on top of each other. And I really think all Dan did was like, okay, all the yellows on top, all the blues in the middle, all the reds on the bottom. Jeff, I got it.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Because it said outwit, outfif, blah, blah, outlast.
Like, yeah. What do you expect? Yeah, honestly, like, looking at it a second time, it really did just look like a blue squiggly line. Like, did he think, oh, it must represent the sea in a Claude Monet kind of way or whatever? No! This is not Dan. This is not Impressionism. This is not some sort of main, we got fresh bananas here kind of thing. No. This is an actual saying that people use. Outwit, outlast, outplay. It is written on your buff, this thing on your head, which, you know, as much as we were praising, not to get on too far of a tangent, but as much as we were praising the buffs last week, I looked at them again, and there's one thing about them that just drives me insane. It's the fact that they have that little, like, logo for Duff Beer on it, but it says buff?
Oh, this, yeah.
This makes no sense to me. It's like, it'd be like wearing a shirt that says shirt. We're having pants that just say pants on them, and I do not get it. I love the color scheme. I love the overall look, but this weird Duff Beer logo, it just does nothing for me.
Okay, so another perk of being part of Night of Living Geeks is that we can get swag made, and I kind of want to have our show's swag be a shirt that says shirt and sweatpants that say pants along the side.
I would buy them, just so that I'm not confused in the morning.
Yeah, we'll just sell that shit. Yeah.
So
Joe wins immunity.
Runs the table.
Yep.
Still undefeated, although okay. Jeff says, hey, congrats, you're undefeated. But he says that during the reward challenge, like, he's won one thing, guy. I mean,
you're on a streak.
He's heating up. He's on fire. No.
It's what Jeff does. He will quietly and subtly stir the pot and just be like, hey, guys, Joe's doing pretty good.
You know what
he's
I noticed?
Very subtle.
I know.
The silliest thing ever in the world to notice, but Jeff Probst is short.
Yeah, he is.
Look at him next. I really want Sierra to win a thing. Cause you know, in that first challenge, or in this immunity challenge rather, when they had to jump over these little, hurdles to get to the puzzle, she just kind of like, whoop, I'm going to step right over it. She's got legs that are, her legs have to be like 5 feet long, and then she's got one foot of torso.
Oh,
and
God,
so
I really
want to see her standing next to Jeff and just towering over him like Dikembe Mutombo.
I really want to see that.
Is he actually short? Because like everybody out there is tall except for Rodney.
I mean, he's relatively dude short. I think he's like 5'8 or something, or 5'7.
Wow, I feel bad now because I'm like 5'10.
No, but I mean, like, it's...
I'm 5'9". Shut up.
You're so short, Jeff. You're 2 inches lower than I am. What's it like down there, Mr. Ant?
It's a TV thing, too. And normally when they're doing challenges, the playing surface is elevated a little bit. Or, like, it's not a thing that you can really tell.
Jeff's just standing on a bunch of apple boxes the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, not like for the shot, but just like as part of the challenge. Like, they're running along a beam or some shit. So you don't really have a good sense of height.
You want to know how tall he is? I just looked it up. He's 5'10".
Oh, okay. 5'10"? So he's the exact same height as us.
So when I call him short, I'm saying that
he's short bastard.
So yeah.
You know what, Jeff? You are perfectly average size. Everyone else is a freak of the nature.
Yeah. Well, Sierra. Legs for days. Legs for days. Sorry, that got creepy all of a sudden. So we get to tribal.
You know what? I'm trying really hard not to creep on Shireen right now, so I don't appreciate the things here.
Hey, you can creep on Shireen, and I can creep on Sierra.
I don't want to, because you know she's Bay Area local. Has to be. So there's a slim chance that if I go to Coach's some Friday night, she might show up, and I'd be like, I don't know what to say. Here, drink whiskey.
You just walk up and be like, super fan?
Super fan!
Super fan! Do that, and I'm sure you'll be golden. Just nerd out with her as hard as she nerds out with Survivor. And, like, that's the wonderful thing about nerds. No matter how nervous you are talking to another nerd, if you bring up a nerd thing, it's over. Just nerd all over things.
Being a nerd is all about some piece of culture you love and you want to share it and you want everyone else to understand why you love it and love it as much as you do. Hence, you do silly things like a Survivor podcast, for example. So,
starting
yeah.
at season 30.
Nerds.
You know the sad thing? Oh my god, Haley, after the fact, she says, oh, I started watching this show when I was 9. It's like, ugh. horrible human being. So, moving right along.
Yeah, tribal. Tribal. So, the whole thing building up to tribal is Shireen getting back at Dan in the wonderful, wonderful.
You know, I really gotta tell you, she put together the best sales pitch I have ever heard on why somebody needs to go. Like, she said all the right things to Tyler. We'll sum up real fast. She, made a pitch to all the women in the tribe, which basically at this point was just Shireen. Just Sierra, because Jen and Haley are already on her side, so that's 4. They just need 2 more votes, and then they can get rid of him. But she could not muster that. Could not. I gotta say, though, she put together probably the best sales pitch on, hey, look, this guy is terrible. We knock him out. The blue tribe is shattered, and we can just run the table. Alas, Tyler had other options.
And aside from Tyler, I don't get where Carolyn is. I mean,
Carolyn is just a goddamn mean girl.
I get it. She's exactly, and she's hanging with the popular crowd because that's how you survive another week. But she has to know. She has to look around and be like, jackasses like Dan and Rodney, those two are super misogynists, and if you hang on to them, hoping for a ride to the end, you have to know that they're going to vote you out. You have to know that they will not take you because they want to make it a boys' club. You have to know that, Carolyn.
Again, I feel as if Carolyn is one of those folks who thinks they're really, really smart and is fairly smart, but not nearly as smart as they think they are.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, this would have been the perfect opportunity for her to jump ship, but she's so embedded in the blue collars at this point that she's dug her own grave, and I'm really glad that I didn't pick her up last week, because I am not looking good for her chances.
She does have one handicap in that there's only 3 white collars, and she has ostracized Shireen to the point where, really, there's only 2 white collars.
Yeah.
So, she can't rely, she needs the numbers on her side, which, as you said, that's a good reason why they should have gone with Jen, Haley, and Joe, is then the 3 of them and the 3 no-callers would have had the numbers to vote out Blue, and then all of a sudden things are looking a lot more in her control. But again, more petty than smart.
Yep. Yeah, and I really do think a big chunk of that isn't just their overall intelligence, but I mean, they're 3 weeks in and you're burnt out so bad at this point, which is why the people that can continue to play this game up to the last week, like, that's a level of skill that's appreciated on, like, just the level of, oh, you're good at playing this game, but also, like, seriously, they've been there for, like, 28 days.
Yeah.
It sucks.
imagine the person you find most annoying in the world. Now imagine you are, so let's see, they merged 6 days ago. So let's be kind and say they did not know this person at all until 6 days ago. But even then, spending 6 days with the person you find most irritating in the world, and the only time apart you get is when you're pooping.
And that whole time, you can't really do much to piss them off, or it's going to blow up in your face, and you're going to get voted out, and you'll have wasted all 6 of those days.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess you're right. I can see why she does the things she does, but still in all,
yeah.
It's $1 million, Carolyn. You can put up with someone who's slightly, a little bit kooky, a little bit nutty.
Who just is excited.
She's putting up with you. Like, come on. This is why Shireen is a better player, because she's putting up with everyone.
And Shireen has a hidden tactic.
Nobody knows her name. That is...
I'm willing to bet that yesterday, during last night's episode, Rodney was trying to vote out Shireen.
And somehow spelled it Halt?
Yes.
I would not be entirely surprised. Rodney is okay, we know he's a dumb jock, but let's see. So far he spelled Sierra C-I-A-R-A, which, honestly, that takes a lot more effort. Like, that spelling took more effort than spelling it correctly. Like, he went out of his way. He's now spelt Haley as Halt and Sierra as Chiara. I'm reasonably sure he's going to misspell another person's name horrifically in the future, and I'm willing to take action on it.
I am 90% sure that he will also misspell somebody's name, so I'm going to take that bet.
Yeah, I don't want to take that bet.
Because I think it's such a sure thing.
Nobody just wants to. Come on, guys. Give me one point. I'm in the last place.
So that's the thing people do. It's like a meta game that they play when they're on now is they'll do, I'm going to put this thing at the end of every vote of mine so that when it comes up, I know that, like, you can see that it's my vote, you know? Like, it's a thing that they do. And it didn't start with Rodney. There was somebody a couple seasons ago who was like, I'm going to misspell fucking everything. You are giving Rodney way too much credit.
Yeah,
he's definitely not doing that on purpose.
I think...
Joe with his little drawings at the end of everything? Okay, that's whatever. That's what it is, what it is. I think Rodney really is just that dumb and does not understand spelling.
I think that he wants to do that. He wants to spell it weird, but it comes off as stupid most of the time. Like, I think...
Because he's a dumb idiot.
No. I think talking about Haley, right, and he wants to write Haley down. I'm willing to bet he thought Haley was H-A-L-E-Y or H-A-Y-L-E-Y, like the long Haley, right? And so he was just like H-A... L-T, ha 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 ha, that's
the thing. No, honestly, I feel
and like... I think he doesn't know that halt is an actual word in another language and is used in English all the time. I think he just doesn't realize that that's a thing. I think he doesn't realize that he's only one letter off and he just looks like a fucking idiot. Like, I think he's trying so hard, but he's not smart enough to do it.
I still feel as if
no, I don't think that's happening at all. Okay.
I honestly think it's a thing that he's trying to do, but he's too dumb to do it, so he just comes off as looking like he doesn't know how to fucking spell anybody's name.
I'll tell you this much. The thing that I have learned from this season and others is if I should ever be so lucky and be on the show, I'm just going to tell people day one, here's how you spell my name. Granted, N-I-C-K is not exactly difficult to spell, but
write it out in the
I'm
sand.
Gonna say, you know what? This is how I spell it. If you guys wanna do anything else, there you go. Just letting you know.
But you know the second you do that, anytime somebody writes on your name, they're gonna misspell it on purpose.
That's fine. Then they're gonna vote for someone else.
Man, I'd have to go out there and be like, my name is spelled with an I!
And then I would do it wrong on purpose. So yeah, goodbye, Haley. Goodbye. Broken up my OTP. No more lesbian love for Haley and Jen.
Holy shit, was she shocked? She was like so in disbelief. Like, wait, what? Am I really out? I'm not really out. Come on. You're fucking
come on. America. Constitution.
I demand the recount.
It's in the Constitution.
They put on the screen Blindside. How the fuck is voting for somebody that you know is on the fucking bottom of Blindside?
Yeah, I feel like they're at this point they're just kind of throwing stuff up there. Mike started dancing, they're like hashtag happy dance. And don't get me started on Survivor tweeting. Dumbest thing in the world.
Anytime you vote out somebody who doesn't see it coming, it's a blind side. When really a blind side should be when you vote out somebody who thinks that they are in control.
Like a blind side should be anytime Sandra Bullock makes a fantastic movie. This is one of the most overused words in the game.
In Survivor, yeah. Every week is a blindside. Like, no, that's just playing this game. A blindside would have been if Mike left this week.
Yes. Yeah.
That would have been a fucking blindside.
Or if Dan had been taken out, because Dan was so sure, yeah. Oh, they've only got 4 votes against me. They're not going
to
do this.
Sitting there in a pool, taking a dump, talking to Shireen.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody's just sitting in the water like that. Huh?
Dan understands the numbers.
Yeah, he understands basic math. He's a real fan.
God damn it, Dan. You make me doubt the entire state of Maine.
So wait, last week, they were already merged and they voted somebody up, but that person's not going to be part of the jury just because
just
the numbers would be wrong?
Numbers, okay. Why not?
Who was that last week anyway?
Kelly!
Kelly! Oh no, Kelly! Guns! Yeah. Oh, sexy McGuns, shit.
Wait, how many are left now? I can't count.
10, so they started the jury with 11.
So,
yeah, 10.
Not necessarily. Did he say that she was going to be on the jury?
Yeah.
He said that she was going to be on the jury.
Okay. And that's why she goes, instead of everyone before her, I don't know what happens. My guess is they just go to some resort, or they get executed, I don't know. But Haley...
I'm pretty sure they just go home.
No, then it's too obvious. But Haley, at least, she goes to the Ponderosa, And the first thing she does after getting weighed and finding out I lost 5 pounds.
So hold on. Back up. So when you get voted out and you're part of the jury, they send you to an area called Ponderosa, which is usually a resort of some kind that they've booked nearby where they're recording. Right. Yes. So when you get voted out, you load into this Jeep. They give you some food right when you get on the Jeep. They take you to Ponderosa. They weigh you, and then you stay at Ponderosa until the show is over. And that way they can keep you secluded.
I feel like if you're listening to this show, you know what Ponderosa is.
I don't know, man. A lot of people don't, and I don't want to make that assumption.
I never heard of it until we started this episode.
Serious? Yeah. Oh, my God. It's the best part, because you see these guys, and they've been in game mode for, you know, 20 some odd days. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, would you like a bag of chips? They're like, what is this game, Survivor, of which you speak? Give me chips.
Yeah.
Fritos!
If you don't know Ponderosa, the best Ponderosa to go watch is where they started the rock band group.
Oh, yes. What season was that? That was...
With Coach.
God, my favorite. I just said her name at the start of this thing, and now I can't think of it.
The one who cried? No, not the one who cried all the time.
It's the
super skinny waitress.
Go back into the Wayback Machine and
Wikipedia, help us.
Episode, and I rave about how much I love her because she's just like me, but I cannot think of her name all of a sudden, so forget about it. Very first thing Haley does, I'll talk while you look it up, yeah. And I'll cover for you. Very first thing Haley does, finds a bottle of Jack Daniels, pours herself a big old pour, 3, 4, 5 fingers of it. Declares her love, says, this is for you, Jen, chugs that thing like a pro, and then, evidently, goes off to eat a half a gallon of ice cream. So she really lived, she's living the dream. And at this point,
she
I feel
like she's going to be puking her guts out after that.
That's fine. You know what? She only lost 5 pounds in 20 days of starvation diet. She loses 5 pounds. She can puke her guts out. She's good to go. At this point, I feel like we should recap some of her highlights, but you know, the problem is all of her highlights, like I feel like she's a law student, right? She's got to be a pretty smart person, but I swear to God, all of her highlights make her look like a dumb idiot. Her little speech about how great America is and how all of the Constitution is like the Bible for Americans. Or what was what did she say? Oh, her little history lesson today about, you know, you say flipping is bad, but let me tell you, if the colonists hadn't flipped against the greatest empire in the world, I was like, Haley, I don't want to look down on you. I bet you are just an excited person, happy to be there, and you're a smart person, but I cannot see you cross-examining someone on the witness stand.
Hey, what? That was a good point she had.
Oh, no, it was a fantastic point.
If they hadn't have been, fuck you, England, you know.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. See, that's the thing. She has the benefit of being right. But, like, this is another one. If you didn't watch the Ponderosa, go back and watch it, whatever. It's like, I would read you the URL, but that's a lot of weird letters and numbers. No. Here is an exact quote. I wrote it down because it was unbelievable. It was, and this is my best attempt at a Haley voice, is... It's really, really weird seeing yourself when you haven't seen yourself in, like, the longest time that you've never seen yourself, which is a completely accurate thing. But if you see a lawyer saying that, you're going to go, uh-oh, I'm going to be convicted.
No. Nick, are you fucking kidding me? That is perfect lawyer talk, because she says something that is logically true and follows and is a fact. But as you're hearing her say it, it's so circular and awkwardly put that you don't know what she's saying. So it's one of those things that grammatically doesn't have a loophole, but looks like it has. Like, no. That's good lawyer speak.
The Chewbacca defense does not work in real life.
No, but like lawyer speak is saying nothing while not saying anything.
But she's trying to say something. Like, okay.
But no, it doesn't sound right. Like anything. That's perfect. She's lawyer, saying something that sounds like nothing.
Lawyers have a lot in common with hockey players in that they're saying nothing whenever they're asked a question. She's trying to say something. This is what makes her she'd be a fantastic paralegal. She'd be a fantastic assistant lawyer or whatever, person who sits next to the actual lawyer, the adult lawyer, sits next to Sandra Day O'Connor and tells her, hey, this is something important and relevant to the case. And then the big lawyer says, this is important and relevant to the case, jury. But she herself, if I got her as my public defendant and that's what she wants to do, I would just say, you know what? Plea bargain. Please, for the love of God, plea bargain.
Okay. So when did she go wrong? When was the moment that she lost?
I got a good opinion on this because I have opinions on everything.
Great. Let's hear it. That's why I asked the question.
The minute she lost is when they merged and they had no numbers. That's it. She didn't do anything wrong. She was never gonna win the game. Cause, unfortunately, you can't talk about Haley without saying much more important things about Joe and Jen. Like, she did nothing on her own. And I'm making emphatic hand-pointing gestures that cannot translate over the microphone, unfortunately. So just imagine waving your hands around. But that's the thing, is she didn't do anything on her own, so she wasn't gonna win, but she was what deserved to be there longer.
Okay. Brian, what do you think?
She went wrong where she let everybody know damn well who her favorite person was.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They're always going to split you up. Like, don't
hide your love. Hide your love.
Right? Like Carolyn and Tyler. Nobody knows. They don't even know those two.
Press it into a ball of feelings. Crush it with your mind.
And Carolyn and Tyler might not end up being anything, but at least they haven't done anything to let them know that it's happening. Nobody else knows that they have a thing under the table. And because nobody else knows, it's entirely safe. Like, well, you know, what I think when they lost was last week when Jen played the damn idol. Sorry, when Jen played her idol and Haley was fucking high-fiving her and giggling like shit and like hugging her. And like, I don't blame that reaction, but you gotta bottle that up a little bit. You really gotta bottle that up a little bit.
And well, at the same time, it is one of those things where it's like, you know, at this point, all right, my goose is cooked. So why not celebrate?
I don't know. I really think if she hadn't done that so vividly, it might have been Shireen. It might not have been Haley for one more week.
No, people love Shireen. She's a national treasure. You take that
back.
We
love Shireen.
Goddamn heathens.
I like my OTP. Okay. So I looked it up. The survivor that the Ponderosa to watch, if you have not watched Ponderosa, is Heroes versus Villains. Because in the jury, you get JT, Coach, Russell, Parvati. And it's great just to hear them like sit around and bullshit. And they make a fucking band. They make a fucking band. Courtney, JT, Coach. Like they
Courtney,
make a
she's the one
band.
That I love. Yeah, God Courtney. Damn it. I fail at life.
Yeah. So, okay. Let's recap, fantasy. This was wonderful, wonderful fantasy week. I am still in last, but Joe gets me 7 points. 3 points for surviving tribal, 2 points for going to reward, and 2 points for winning immunity. Joe, I fucking love you. Joe alone got me more points than Brian's entire team. Will gets 3 points for surviving tribal, and 2 points for going on reward. And Tyler also gets me 5 points for the exact same thing. So I got a 17 points this week, bumping me up to 46, which now, last week, I was, oh god, math, I was, oh, how many points is that? 43.
29. It's right there in the thing.
No, it's 43 minus 29. That's
17. You just said you got 17 points.
That's 19 points. I was 19 points out.
Oh, I see what you're doing. My bad.
Okay. I was like, Brian was about to lap me and now I'm only 3 points out. It's great. So I have 46 points. I'm still in last. Coming up just after that is Nick with Mike, Sierra, and Shireen. Shireen gets 5 points because she went on the reward. The other two get three each for doing
anything.
For surviving tribal. So Nick's got 47 points. I'm only 1 point behind you now, dog. And Brian, thanks to his amazing early game, has 49 points, but he only got six this week. He had a really, really weak week. 3 points from Dan, 3 points from Jen, and a big old scratched out zero from Haley. So, Brian, that gives you priority on the waiver wire since you have to replace Haley, and you only have Carolyn and Rodney to choose from.
Rodney. Oh, God. Hey, you know what? That is the first time I lost someone, so.
That's true. You've had a good run, sir.
Do I want to take Rodney back?
He did you good before.
God damn it. If I had just kept him and not dropped him for Haley, I would have been fine right now.
Well, you'd have three more points.
And you had still.
That's true. They're dead. Oh, God.
God. Yeah, there's not a whole lot left.
Neither one of these two is going to win, I don't think.
You know what? I'm taking Carolyn because Rodney is going to get turned on first.
Yeah, and Carolyn has the idol, so if nothing else, yeah, I think Tyler's going to get the new. Right. I still believe Tyler's going to get that idol from her, but he's going to do Carolyn.
I think Carolyn's going to go home with it in her pocket.
Ooh. You want to wager on that?
Yes, let's do that. Okay,
I'll wager you 3 points that Carolyn will not go home with an immunity idol in her pocket.
Okay.
Three? All right. You want to make it four? Let's make it four.
Okay, let's make it four.
All right.
50. Make it 50.
You think we need one more? You think we need one more? All right.
No.
One more.
Four.
And I'm next on the waiver wire, but I'm going to keep Joe, Will, and Tyler because Joe and Tyler and Will all have a chance to go to the final. Joe and Tyler have shots at winning. Will, I don't know if Will would win, but yeah, I like my team. At this point, I like my team of Joe, Will, and Tyler. They look good. And then Nick, Mike, Sierra, and Shireen.
I'm keeping them.
You don't want to pick up Rodney?
I'm liking Mike. I think he's probably not going to win, but I do feel if they somehow continue this momentum, he's got a chance to win, to take it to the end. He's such a nice guy. Sierra, she'll last a while. And you know what? Okay, it's a long shot, right? But I could see her getting to the final four and then winning like two challenges. That's right.
Why the hell did she not flop this week? She should have flopped. She should have voted for Dan. Because the second there's nothing but blue collars left, she is going to be the first one to go.
And I was thinking about this, and there's a good reason. Because if she flips, that's five. Nope, that's four. Nope, that's five. I'm good at math. I'm good at basic math. She needed Tyler. If Tyler wasn't going to flip, she wasn't going to do it. And I think Tyler was like, you know what? I don't want to make any waves. So she decided, you know what? He doesn't want to make waves. I don't want to make waves. So I'm good with her. And then
I really do think Mike does have a chance to win.
He has a good chance.
Oh, yeah. Mike totally does.
Sierra probably won't, but she'll last a lot longer than Rodney. And Shireen, she could make it towards the end only on account of people think she's annoying and crazy. I love her, but they think she's annoying and crazy, and I can see them keeping her just because, like, oh, no one's going to vote for her. And then it would be fantastic if they did.
I really do think Shireen should get the fan favorite.
Hey, so when are we taking bets on whether they go down to final two or final three?
Ooh, you can make that bet with Nick right now if you want. I don't want to go there.
Ooh, what do I think?
I only want to bet 2 points on them going down to final two.
Yeah, I'll take 2 points. What do you think they're going to do first, though?
What do you mean?
You think they're going to do a two or a three?
As I say, I think they're going to go down to two.
Oh, you think two?
Yeah. All right.
Fuck it. Yeah, I'll take it. I know I should do some cost-benefit analysis, but who cares? We're already an hour into this thing. I'm just going to take the points. So I'm saying final three.
All right. Okay. And, you know, I would love it if Shireen won the fan favorite because after a month of being out there and them all fucking shitting on her and calling her annoying and Dan saying all this dumb shit to her face, I would love it if she came back and in New York they said, you know what, Shireen, you didn't win $1 million, but you won $100,000. These assholes might not love you, but we all do.
Then she shows her paycheck and says, I don't need $100,000. Woo! Whiskey on me!
I can't imagine anyone else that would win that, honestly. Like, I don't really like any of the other people.
Vince. Oh, God, no.
It would be Joe. At this point, it would be Joe.
Vince would win that $100,000, and he would just spend it on coconuts.
Coconuts and feathers for his hair.
I'm a free spirit, man. I'm a free spirit.
Okay. All right. That's it for this week. Brian's leading at 49, Nick at 47, me at 46. It's a close game, guys. I was worried Brian wouldn't win it, but we're close.
What the hell was that?
I'm going to win all my bets, and then it's going to be over.
Are you having a stroke?
Look, I don't talk good at the end of the day.
Are you the Tasmanian devil?
Yes. Okay.
Sounded like Bob Dylan singing.
Okay. Good night, everybody, and goodbye.
Later.
Hello! 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 H circle of life. Life is a circle. We're going round and round. Righto. We can do it.